Module 2, Corporation Tax. The Chancellor announced a significant package of business tax reform, and in this second section, we will be taking a look at some of the corporation tax changes. The UK has, at 30%, a very high rate of corporation tax. This, of course, is for companies with profits above 1.5 million. There are plenty of jurisdictions where the rate is lower. For example, Ireland has a corporation tax of 12.5%, and Holland has a very benign 5% rate in some circumstances, particularly for holding companies. As a result, the UK has lost some of its competitiveness, and the Chancellor is aware in that. So for FY 2008, that is from the 1st of April 2008, large companies, that is those with taxable profits of more than 1.5 million, will enjoy a small drop from 30% to 28%. Incidentally, this drop does not apply to oil companies. But there is a catch. Small companies, that is with taxable profits of up to 300,000, that is the normal AAT companies, will be subjected to a rising wedge of taxation, which has already started. From the 1st of April 2007, the corporation tax is now 20%, and it's scheduled for a rise of to 21% in 2008 and 22% in 2009. So why has he done this? The answer has to lie in the uneven history since FA 2002, when small companies were able to take advantage of what was then a new 10% starting rate. And even this was dropped at the introduction of a 0% corporation tax band, which caused a predictable stampede towards incorporation. After a while, the government's alarm was palpable, and anti-avoidance measures, such as the introduction of the non-corporate distribution rate of 19%, only added to the complexity of the tax system. So, the announcement that the 0% tax would go and the reintroduction of a simple three-band CT system, that is, and in the current year, 20, 30, and 30 less marginal relief, merely puts us back into the pre-April 2002 position, and that's progress. For us as AAT members, we need to understand what effect this will have on incorporation, as this is a question which is frequently asked of us. The 0% band has arguably dropped the level above which we'd incorporate to around about £15,000 worth of taxable income. But after the changes that we've just referred to in Budget 2007, we need to ask, what level of taxable profits would we now incorporate at? Of course, there's no simple answer, because it's not just tax issues. But on the assumption that a client is sophisticated enough and switched on enough to understand the dynamics of having a company, the separation of powers, the fact that money now belongs to the company and so forth, it seems to me that regular profits of around about 30,000 upwards would merit a look. From 50,000 upwards, it's a much easier decision, at least from a tax point of view. We should note that the tax efficiency of having a company depends upon profit extraction. If a client wishes to extract all of his profit, and that makes him or her a higher rate taxpayer, then this is of course less efficient than if he's able to extract just enough profit to stay as a basic rate taxpayer. Profit extraction is clearly a complex area, and we need to exercise caution. But a lot of clients are wedded to the £5,000 salary pull and the rest in dividends. This is fine, if a little provocative for HMRC, but its maximum efficiency arises if we are able to keep the dividend extraction below the high rate, basic rate band. Remember, you need to think of this in gross terms for personal tax, so allow for the 100 over 90 gross up factor. Where this is extremely attractive is where we can use a spousal or partner extraction as well. This is clearly a difficult country and has always been. Setting the right rate of reward for a lesser working spouse is an area that HMRC is active in. In this regard, the Arctic Systems case was heard in the House of Lords in June 2007, and we currently await the result. You may recall that in the Court of Appeal, three Court of Appeal judges gave a 3-0 win in favour of the taxpayer, which allowed lesser working spouses to receive significant dividends. So in conclusion, the changes to the corporation tax system are not beneficial to small companies, but there will always be circumstances where incorporation should be beneficial and should be quietly encouraged. It's our job as advisors to make sure that we only recommend the right clients for incorporation, as those with little or no financial discipline are unlikely to be the best clients for trading through a company.